Patrick Racy for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this summer, there are 234 cities in Minnesota with a population over 2,500, and the Canopy Group has clients in all but seven of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all those Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason. That's to match your specific situation for your area with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done every year because your specific situation may change. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients the peace of mind that knowing that Canopy Group is working for them. We have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389. Get many insurance options today.
Always fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
So, Patrick, NBA Summer League in full swing. I'm sure you're extremely excited and did nothing but watch the triple headers and quadruple headers.
Well, yes, and the I'm just sad that I missed the Memphis Timberwolves game where these two teams of marksmen went 7-for-64 on three-pointers. 7-for-64, and you're watching on TV, you're a moron, okay? Anybody who watches 4 minutes of this crap is an idiot, because you got one guy, you got all you can do is get discouraged seeing their new three-point marksman go 2-for-11 or whatever it was. What's his name? The second round draft.
Why not?
The jerk from Duke. The kid they drafted from Duke, who I already hate.
Davis?
Never. Moore.
The first
Wendell
one?
Wendell Moore.
Yeah. Wendell Moore. I don't like him. He's from Duke. He's from Duke.
Okay.
I don't
right.
like him. I don't. He's, like, I, he's from right. Duke. I don't like him.
Okay.
But, and then, I mean, eight of these guys they signed like 2 days ago, they have no interest in any of them. I've seen their operation in Des Moines. They got 242 people there watching a bunch of, you know, watching McKinley Wright and Nathan Knight, who are going to play there for 2 weeks and then get called up, and McKinley Wright's not going to play, and the other guy's going to play 4 minutes, right? That's
yep.
that's why you're financing these minor league teams. You have no interest in them because. What, the top 15 guys, you can't move back and forth anyway, I don't think. So it's, I don't know, it's, it. I remember when they drafted Chris Dunn, whatever year that was, fifth overall, 16. And I wanted to see if the guy was any good.
Yep.
So I tried to watch the summer league game, and I couldn't find it. And I said, yeah, well, they should have that game on. Now I'm sorry for ever saying that. Now I'm an idiot, right?
They're on every platform, by the way.
And by the way, then I did find a Chris Dunn game, and I found myself watching like 4 minutes, you know, and I said, okay, what do I care? I don't care. Here's the trouble with minor league basketball.
Uh-huh.
You got 350 college teams. There's nothing... They have nothing to offer that you don't have 4 miles down the road, right? I mean, college basketball, Division I college basketball. Hockey, okay, you got 60 teams in college hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not all these towns, like Des Moines, if you want like hockey, you got to go watch the Wild, right? The Des Moines Wild?
Right.
Iowa Wild? Mm-hmm. Basketball, you got... Iowa City, an hour away. Ames, a half hour away. Why the hell would you possibly go to a game?
Yeah.
What do you care? You get to see better players in the Big 12 and the Big 10. Why would you go watch it?
And you care about the teams more.
Yeah. Oh,
you're actually
yes.
invested
yeah,
in
you,
college
you
teams.
You are. You're invested. So anyway, but the Summer League, I guess it's this nice little 10-day slot. When the NBA, NBA, even though if you watch ESPN as you are right now, you never know that the NBA, that the NHL, NFL isn't in full swing. But
hockey, they ignore completely,
even though it's their sport.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Free agency starts Wednesday. I don't think I've seen it referenced once. They do not
care.
So
we're putting, who's putting on summer league games? ESPN?
Yeah. and ESPN2, ESPNU. They show them up and down. Like, they'll show 5 a day now.
Who's watching? They can't be getting.
Phil was. He was taking notes.
They can't be getting more than 300,000 people nationally watching it.
Phil came to us with 5 observations on the 2 games.
Really?
So he was taking notes.
What was his observation on our sharpshooting Wolves?
He elected to look at Friday's game more than Sunday's.
Did we play better Friday?
We played better on Friday. They won.
Who did we like?
Minot, the kid who's the second-round pick.
Yeah, that's an exciting pick because he couldn't start at Memphis. He was a bench warmer at Memphis. He averaged 6 points a game. Ooh, we got him, baby, in the second round. Guy didn't play. He couldn't start for Penny Hardaway, and now we're drafting him in the second round. That affirms my thing about there's millions of basketball players. Where the hell are they? Why, in the draft? You get to the draft, you're drafting non-starters.
Yeah, that's true.
From
the second round is the most nondescript.
You're not wrong. Not only the second round, but, you know, as I came around on the Gobert trade thinking that the last 10, nobody cares. They might as well be second rounders. Who are they? A bunch of Euros that nobody ever heard of and, who might be good in 4 years, but... Yeah, it's the summer league. It's fantastic. If you're wasting your time doing that, you're really in trouble. There's some good. I just ran across a great show on Apple TV, Blackbird. It's great.
Yeah, is it good, Pat? I've been meaning to watch it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Looks good. You know who plays the serial killer?
No.
Richard Jewell.
Oh, yes.
Lumpy guy who was fantastic as Richard Jewell.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's even better as a serial killer.
Oh, I bet he is.
Yeah, they've only posted 2 so far.
So, Pat,
terrific.
I just got a free trial for Apple TV, so I'm giving it a shot for the first time for 3 months. I get a 3-month free trial.
Oh, good. You'll be able to get to the end of Blackbird then, because it's 2 weeks in, and I think I looked it up. There's 6 of them.
I've started Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Pat, I'm 7 episodes in, and hey, it's a good show.
No, it's
I've yet to understand what the hell everyone is so hyped. It's a feel-good show, but I don't get it.
No, I don't get it. Well, I was on that after 3 episodes. I said, what's the deal?
It doesn't take you long, Pat.
It's basically the woman.
Yeah.
That's Major League. They stole that from Major League, except she's not as mean.
Yeah.
The woman in Major League was great.
Yeah.
Because she was how miserable she was when they won. But I don't get, you know what? I watched it for 3 episodes and gave up. I might have mild chuckled twice in 3 episodes. It's not funny.
Yeah, I'm with
it's not,
Pat.
What is the deal?
What is
everybody so excited about?
It was
about?
Perceived as this feel-good storyline, right?
Well, I guess so. It's feel-good.
I've not watched it.
I think because also it came out like in the heart of COVID. It came out like in August of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we needed a little bit of a, shot in the arm, for the lack of a better word, of feel-good. I think it's good. I don't understand why everyone thinks it's this acclaimed, amazing show.
Well, if you want to get in trouble, with them, make fun of Stranger Things.
I love Stranger Things.
Oh, is that bitten you? Has that come back to bite you from the public?
They were very upset.
I've never seen an episode.
Well, it's a bunch of kids running around doing goofy stuff, and then they're dead, and then they're alive. And I only watched 20 minutes with my granddaughter, who was basically yelling, "Look out, Nancy!" And, she was all in. She thought Nancy was going to get eaten or whatever happened.
Winona Ryder, right?
She's in it. Huh? Winona Ryder's in it.
Heathers, that's the film you got to see.
Heathers
is one of the great films, most underrated. Yes. Christian Slater in his creepiest prime.
Yes, it was great.
God, that movie's good.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. You know what's a great movie? And I shouldn't say this. Teenage comedy, Clueless.
Oh, yeah.
Clueless is fantastic.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
He's Alicia Silverstone as a kid.
Oh,
yes.
She's great.
That is and the old man, what's the old man's name? The guy that plays dad.
Oh, that was the guy who was in Cheers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff. Yeah, Cheers.
Good character actor.
Still with us. By the way, now we lost Pauly Walnuts.
Yeah, this is not
good. This is not good. Leota. And now another guy. We lost another one. There's 3 guys from the Italian
we had 3
gangster
movies.
Leota.
I don't count Siragusa, but some other
Khan
guy.
And
yeah, James Khan went last week.
James
right?
Khan. James Khan. Yeah, and yeah. now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Now Paulie yeah. Walnuts. Yeah, because Khan went from Godfather.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And Leota went from Goodfellas, and now Paulie Walnuts.
How old was Khan? Khan was in his
82.
80s?
82.
Paulie was in his 70s?
Leota is in Blackbird, and he's terrible. He looks terrible.
Oh,
he looks in that. He looks like he'd really aged. Now, I don't know if they had him looking that way because he was playing the dad of the kid that ends up in jail. It's a really great story. It's good. It's a hell of a lot better than the Summer League, although it's even the violence in it isn't as bad as 7-for-64 on three-pointers, right? That's violence. Right there is
that's
violence.
An affront. That's an affront to basketball.
No rim deserves this. No rim deserves 7-for-64. What is wrong with you people? It's amazing that, I don't know, is the NBA media still flocking out there to
oh,
watch
God,
it?
Oh, God, yeah. More so than ever now. So everyone's all, out there and their brother.
And they're all spending $400 a night at one of the casinos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably
right.
trying to expense $250 That's of
right.
it.
Yeah, the hookers probably like the fall of the Summer League. Huh? That's probably good.
I wouldn't openly speculate on that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be difficult, too. But yeah, those guys are, there's, I think, a lot of the Wolves folks are out there. Krasinski's out there. Some of the bloggers are out there.
Isn't it this time last year when we first got whiff of the whole Gerson situation?
We didn't get whiff of it, but people saw them, and then when it came out in September, said, "I saw him. I saw
they
him."
They were in Vegas.
And his friend.
They were taking notes or something.
Yeah, so, taking
anyway.
Notes.
All right. Okay, here's what I was going to start
yeah.
with today.
Yeah, what do you want?
What is Russia's endgame here? With the hockey players. What is the motive here? Do they think they can get NHL teams to pay a ransom to get a guy out? Get the guy to get a ransom to get out?
I mean, that's plausible, Pat.
If it's more than Kaprizov, if there's more guys. I mean, that goalie who doesn't have any money yet.
Well,
so they put him in the...
Right, but know, he but
what,
got the
what is their What is their motive here?
Worst case, outside of... probably Ovechkin, who's basically in Putin's cabinet. Worst case, it's just to shut things down again, right? Best
you know,
case...
They want to keep the Russian players home.
Yeah.
Why? What's the object?
I think you said last week.
What is the object?
Well, first of all, Putin, who knows? But
yeah,
I think you brought up last Thursday or Friday, he's embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you think about how poorly this whole thing has gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think trying to guess his motives are damn near impossible.
Yeah, I think they are. But that's what I've been trying to spend 3 days. Okay, what's his end game here with hockey players?
Well,
to me,
yeah.
you're fighting this stupid war, but you still got these guys providing positive pub for Mother Russia, right?
I don't know. He cares at this point, Pat.
No,
yes.
He doesn't. But what? So if it's not, there's got to be a financial motive then, I would think. Maybe you get, you know, you got to pay him $1 million to help the war effort. But nobody, you know, nobody in the U.S. is going to be able to do that PR-wise. Nobody's going to be able to buy them out of there. So.
Yeah, you're right.
I have no idea. I mean, what, you know, because Kaprizov didn't say a word about the war. He kept his mouth shut. As he should with his family and everything over there. You know, Ovechkin kind of thinks, I don't think the war is a good idea, but he didn't,
right.
he didn't come out.
But he's also tight with Putin, so he yeah, could probably get has more ability to yes. say something and not get in trouble.
But how, do we have any idea how many guys are back?
I think it's a substantial amount.
Well, yeah, they go home.
I think it's, and don't forget, too, before this entire thing started, was it 2 years ago that Panarin, who hates Putin, came out against Putin and then had to take a leave of absence because of all this mysterious stuff with his family. And that's before it went down this path.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that.
Well, he is trying to, you know, he would like to bring back the Iron Curtain. He was, you
right.
know, he wants to recreate the Soviet, but the way the war in Ukraine, unfortunately, he and his buddy stole so much money from their military that they're not very impressive here.
It's awful,
you know.
But they're what, Pat? Bombing apartments like they're
yeah, right.
It's just sick,
desperate. Yeah, I mean it's absolute desperation to I saw that the Ukrainians used some of our rockets to blow up their arms depot today in Russia, on Russia soil, I believe. So anyway, whatever's going on. But I just don't know what the motive is. I mean, you know, if Kaprizov comes back here and plays good hockey, what negative impact does that have on Russia? I don't know. Does he think that, you know, what are we going to do with them? I wonder, the Olympics, international hockey, did they play in the tournament? They threw them out?
I think the World Juniors, which is going to be replayed or started again in August, I think is not allowing them in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just going to agree not to let them in.
They were supposed to be in Russia, right?
And then they moved. Well, no, these were in Canada because they started December. But then because of COVID shut down. But something, you're right. There was a tournament that was supposed to be in Russia, and they moved it out quickly.
I just don't know what his motive is.
I don't either.
Beyond being a crazy,
but
you know, nuts.
I'm extremely pessimistic about Kaprizov being here to start the season now.
Yeah, well, get Louis.
That's what I say,
in the Oldsmobile. Let's go.
Get over the border.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the trunk.
That's a lot longer border from Russia than it is. All he had to do in Czechoslovakia was get to Yugoslavia, right?
Yes.
Which is right next door.
Yes.
So I have these friends from Croatia, you know, the two kids and then their mom, and they were here the other day, and they play softball. She's on the 12-year-old girl's on a softball team, and the 14-year-old boy's a good baseball player on a national 14-year-old team. But it's funny how they said, yeah, we were in Hungary for this tournament. And then, you know, countries over there are like states, you know. I mean, it's like Iowa and Wisconsin. They go to different countries like we go to Wisconsin, Iowa, and the Dakotas, you know. And they're, yeah, we had a tournament in Hungary. Hungary, okay. We had we were in some other town, other country like that, Croatian. So It's a much different place, but what the hell he's trying to do, I have no idea. How about our guy, Garen, basically telling
That's great.
Cam Talbot to go bleep himself?
Yeah. I don't have bleep to think about, because Talbot's agent said, Billy's got a lot to think about. He said, I don't have S to think about.
I thought he didn't. I thought he had an F-bomb in there, too.
No, I think it was just an S-bomb. But anyway, it's a great quote.
Yeah.
He said he's under contract. I don't got a problem.
Yeah, right. Because Mrs. Talbot did a wave goodbye, right, the day after the season
ended. And then I tried to walk it back, like, you don't understand what I was saying. And
goodbye. You were saying goodbye.
Which is fine.
I'm sure Cam said.
You know what? That's fine.
But, you know, it's not like, I'm surprised they brought Fleury back, aren't you?
No, because Garen loves him.
Did you think he was good, though? This year,
really.
He was so-so, wasn't he?
Nope.
But Garen,
I think he just likes him.
Loves him as a
guy,
a presence, and decent goalie.
Yes. And my guess is that he probably sees through Talbot a bit, and so he doesn't think that Talbot is.
Well, I suppose his theory is the reason we had to get Fleury in the first place was you weren't playing good,
right? And then he played well, which frustrated, I'm sure, Garen more, because
why weren't you playing like that before? Then I wouldn't have had to trade for him. So.
Yeah, because
now you have Fleury without having to give what they gave. They didn't give up anything, right?
Second round pick, right? But they had another second round pick because it was a first round pick if they went to the conference finals and Fleury played X amount of games.
Mm-hmm. So we apparently aren't really afraid of the Russian thing either, right? Selecting the Russian kid?
No, because I think they think it'll pass here at some point in time, and those kids are stuck there for a while regardless.
That kid's already playing for a team there, though.
Yeah, he played briefly. He didn't play well, but he was 17.
How's that league go? That league can't be going too good.
I think some teams dropped out because it's to your point, multiple countries.
Yeah. Well, Kiev had a team, right? I thought Kiev had a team.
Yeah.
That would kind of.
I think the longest flight in that league, Pat, is 8 hours.
The longest or the shortest?
I think it's the longest.
But. Oh, yeah, if they play out in Serbia.
Yeah.
I mean, Siberia. You know, this Ekaterina, St. Catherine, I think it's the old St. Catharines, is officially Siberian. That's where Whalen played. Whalen played for that team.
Okay.
But it's way out next to the mountains.
If anyone goes there to play there now, they're crazy with the Griner thing.
Well, she's throwing herself on the mercy of the court now. They're going to, you know damn well, they're going to sentence her to 8 years in prison. Just, they're trying to have enough pressure put on. They know they got, that Biden's facing pressure to get Griner out of there. They want some arms dealer who's.
Yeah, don't you like that,
and,
trade?
You know, and if this guy goes, there's no way Biden can give him this guy. You know, he can't do it. He'd get killed. And, you know, the Republicans would kill him on that one. You know, you're releasing a mass murderer for a basketball player. So it's a, you know, they, I heard somebody commenting on why she pled guilty. It's just, you know, because all you were, if you didn't, you were just going to piss him off.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, it's a formality to try and get. Yeah.
Yeah. So she had to do it. But God Almighty, unbelievable. But I have no idea what they're up to. This is, to me, having the, they might, I'm betting they're trying to get money out of them. You know,
from the teams
or from the,
or from,
know,
the players,
from player, you know, because they had the, for a long time, they had those illegal agents, right? Stealing a lot of money, stealing 20% of their money. The, the mafia oligarch type of guys were getting 20% of, you know, Fedorov's contract or something.
In good
like
times,
that.
That's a tumultuous place.
I was looking up Pavel Bure today. Thinking that he, the legend has always been that he defected at the Goodwill Games, but he, when I was out in Seattle, but...
Fedorov did.
Fedorov has already defected.
Oh, I thought he defected at the Goodwill Games.
No, Mogilny and Fedorov have both already defected. And Bure, he didn't ever get on the plane because he had to sign a document saying he would return to Russia or something bad was going to happen. So he never got on the plane, and then he defected later. It was Mogil. That was their line, and they were all, what, between 19 and 22. Fedorov, Mogilny, and Bure was, that's a pretty good line for back then.
You think?
Yeah. I was thinking I'd seen Bure out there, but he did not play there.
So it says here from a 2015 story, Fedorov defected in Portland officially
after the
86 Goodwill Games in Moscow. The 1990 games were in Seattle. Seattle, yeah.
So Fedorov,
I think they got him.
They did get him over there, and then he took off.
Yeah, he got here, and I think that they basically had an agreement for him to defect, and he walked out of the hotel, and they basically ran.
Okay, I'm wrong then. Okay, that's right. I was.
You know what? Defecting was fun.
Defecting
was very. It was dangerous. You could have got killed. Mm-hmm. But those were great stories.
That's right. They were, and just leaving the hotel.
It's a spy thriller.
Plus,
stuff
you know how many of the corrupt Russians who were in charge of watching these guys just got paid off to.
Oh God!
Let them go. You know. I mean.
Absolutely.
We've discovered what a corrupt, terrible, place that is. So you know. Anyway. I still think, I have said, and jokingly to some degree, that the worst thing that ever happened to the Olympics was the fall of the Soviet Union, because we had a villain.
Yep.
We had a villain, and now we're the villain, you know, when we go to the Olympics. Everybody wants us to lose. Mm-hmm. Most of the world wanted us to beat Russia. I was the Soviets when we played them, but now they, you know, there's 12 countries, and they've created 12 more countries that hate us. So.
Yes, the CCCP was a fun villain.
It was the real, and somebody made a, you know, they were called the Big Red Machine, and the big, and somebody was, I remember referring to the Big Red Machine. The real Big Red Machine was the Russian Army under communism, but capitalism, to a degree, has ruined the army, apparently, because they're all thieves. Did you ever see the Odessa Is it the Odessa Project? Do you guys ever see this documentary of these crazy Russians when the Iron Curtain still fell? These guys from this country. The Odessa something. They went over there and bought, they were selling submarines to drug dealers from Colombia and stuff like that. They were located in Miami or New York or something. The Odessa Project, was it? The Odessa Russian Smugglers. What was the name of it? It is fantastic. Operation Odessa. Mm. If you could ever see it, it is hysterical. Tarzan owned a strip club down there. Got buddied up with this deal maker from Argentina or someplace who could buy anything anywhere in the world. They went over there and bought a submarine and delivered it to the Colombians.
Good way to smuggle your drugs.
Yeah, but they were going to. I think they ended up ripping them off, and then the one guy was flying all over the country. I don't know what happened to Tarzan, all over the world. The one guy had a private plane, and he was flying all over the world to stay away from. You got to watch this. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. The Odessa operation. Odessa operation, did I say? When the Iron Curtain fell and they started, they were right. Just, it was all crooks, man. They were all crooks. So, I don't know. How about those Twinks? Duffy getting somebody out is going to help the bullpen, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think I got to, break it down a little more. He's got the knuckle curve, but I think he's got the looper, too. He's got two of them. He's got the knuckle curve, which is supposed to be a change-up-y drop thing.
Yep.
And I looked at him. I looked at his pitching in the ninth inning yesterday, the pitches, and none described his curveballs. Several knuckle curves.
Yes.
Which you're supposed to have more.
Like that changeup he's got
more
now.
More drop on it. But he threw a bunch of changeups, too.
Yes.
They've got him. His problem was he was curveball happy, and one out of three were sitting in the middle of the plate.
Yeah.
And they're getting killed. And, you know, this team, they are so breaking ball happy. And the trouble with sliders and curveballs, the traditional breaking pitches, if they sit there, boom, right?
What is going on? You brought this up late last week with Duran now going to, and I'm sure he's being told
splitter,
to.
Splitters.
Yeah.
Splitter.
Off speed.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's, I mean,
stupid.
The guy throws 102 for a reason.
Make him hit it. If he throws 202 and guys hit two ropes, okay. But
right, but I'd rather have that happen.
But he got beat on the splitter again. You know, he got.
I feel like that's happened three times in the last week.
Yeah, the other night he got it was the splitter, even though it's a hell of a pitch, if it's down, that can hang too.
Yes.
You know that could, you know, you throw that thing and it hangs, and now it's. I'd rather hit hanging 92 than 100. well-located 100, but I don't know. They're just nuts for the breaking ball. Just crazy for it. I mean, and it's happening all over this. I saw that this was a month ago. I haven't seen the percentage lately, and I wouldn't know where to find it, but we were like third in major leagues percentage of sliders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's with everybody.
I just don't get when a guy throws that hard why you want him to get away from what he does.
Are you as shocked as I am that somebody knocked around the Smelts?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You look at that
Never
stuff.
Never saw that coming.
You look at that stuff and say, oh, this will last all year. You know, God love him. He was ballsy as hell, but that can't work. You know, that can't work long term. They're just, it's not that good.
I want to know
89-90.
Pitching wise, my question is this: do they want to be taken seriously in the playoffs or not? Because as you said a couple weeks back, this is not a professional pitching staff up and down.
No, I don't. I think they look around and say, you know, we're lucky we're in the Central.
Oh God, yeah.
They'd finish sixth in the East.
Baltimore might pass them.
Baltimore's got it.
Baltimore
definitely has
could have swept here, Pat.
Baltimore definitely has a better pitching staff. 100%.
Yes.
Bullpen. They got four guys you'd look like Durant, you know, or three anyway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, definitely. I don't know. The lineup, I still like the lineup, even though they have those games where they don't do anything. They almost performed the incredible feat of, back-to-back, they had a five-run inning and got beat. That doesn't happen too often. And the next day, they had a six-run inning and got beat. How many times back-to-back have they had, in their 62 years, have they had five runs in one game, one inning, and six runs in one inning the next game, and they lose them both? That's damn near impossible.
Yep. And by the way, Texas is not good.
No, they'd lost.
That's the other thing.
They'd lost 11 out of 13 or something when the Twins came to town, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. Well, we will see when they get home here. The Mighty Whiteys are here this weekend, and that's their last shot, right? If the Whiteys come in here and let the Twins beat them 3 out of 4, then you can't really write them off, but you got to say they're never going to get it together.
Yeah,
they're only five back, you know, and they played terrible all year, and they got
Cleveland left here and Twins left Cleveland, and they.
Yeah, but Cleveland played awful.
I know.
And they're still only 4.5 back. They lost, 8 in a row or some damn thing.
Dick was saying, when the Twins left for this trip, they were 2 up, and now they're 4.5 up. I mean, they lost 2 to Texas. I think they split the entire road series.
Yeah, they went 3-3.
Yeah, but, you know, it's because the division stinks.
And so did Cleveland. They gained 2.5 games in Cleveland this week. Cleveland won once in Detroit. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleveland was absolutely went into a spiral after they played here.
Mm. Well, it's they are a mystery. They are a mystery. That's for sure. And here's another mystery. I was talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What becomes of Miguel?
Oh, we were talking about that on the show today.
He's on the rehab, right?
Yes.
What are they going to do when his time's up?
I don't know. Because where does he fit in here?
Miranda could hit. I got to admit that. I still hate him. I'd rather have Miguel playing first base than him. But Kirilov's their first baseman. So,
right.
I don't know what you do with him. Obviously, he's not returning next season, because he's a $14 million contract. You got to give him 2.75 to leave, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So somebody take him in August?
For almost nothing, probably.
Nothing. I mean,
I just don't see where, if you bring him back, what does he do? Because Buxton DH is a lot. You've got guys who DH.
I didn't have a chance to ask Tommy Hamilton where he got the info.
Oh, yeah.
Because his little tirade on the radio, and he's not that kind of guy, that said the reason Sano's not here is because they're sick of him being fat, and they got him down in Florida supposed to be losing weight. That's he's too fat. He said he's too fat.
I heard they got him down.
So somebody told him that from the Twins. I wouldn't know who it was, or heard it secondhand, or maybe it was just his personal opinion, but it sounded like it was information that he's in Fort Myers because he's too damn fat.
Could have come from a former Cleveland source.
Yeah, that's true. Could have. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but...
That sounded like, when Tom said that, it sounded like he was describing what happened with Miguel. Was that 18? Where he got sent down in June because he was too fat, and they just basically said, go and get yourself in shape.
Yeah, it could have been.
That's what it sounds like.
Because Sano was, this year he was not as bad, right?
Yes.
Not as bad.
He was not as fat.
How about Mike Greer?
Yeah,
GM.
Good for him.
What year did he, I was out there in Providence for the playoffs. What year did, the NCAA semis, what year was he with BU when they beat us? Beat us pretty handily in the semifinals.
That was a nice
I was
team.
On that trip.
Drury was on that team, right?
Chris Drury, the
guy's GM of the Rangers now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Greer was a moose, man.
Oh, right.
God, he
blow you up.
He in college, he was as big as he was a big man. He just get the puck on a stick and go through about three guys and go down there. It was I didn't know he was in the game. What I remember about that is the Star Tribune was said saving money. Who was the beat guy? Who would have been the beat guy then? I don't know who the beat guy was.
Was it Gilbert or is this after Gilbert?
No, it was after Gilbert. I'm not sure who was.
Rachel might have been on the beat. She was on it for quite a while.
I don't think so.
All right.
We were on, they put us on Steve Urban's.
Oh, yeah, the charter.
Charter.
I've taken a charter.
They put us on the charter and went, and they weren't going to leave till Sunday. And our boys get beat Thursday afternoon. And I went to the airport and paid like $400 and flew back on Friday morning. I'm not going to sit here for 3 days, you know.
Where was it?
Lament, Providence.
Oh, yeah, I can see why you did that.
Providence. And I flew out of Providence. I remember when I went there and came back and gave them the $400 flight bill. They weren't happy. I said, you guys are the ones who took the chance here. I warned you, I wasn't staying there if they get beat on Thursday, but they were fairly substantial underdogs that time, too. I don't know why we decided to.
Who was coach?
Was it
Woog?
Had to be Wooger, yeah.
Okay,
Wooger
so was late 90s then.
Yeah, Wooger was still the coach, yeah. Had to be. Probably the last Frozen Four Wooger went to, because his last 4 years weren't good, right?
Right.
Did they miss the tournament 4 years in a row? Right before
he got fired, yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely did.
Mm-hmm. What a great American he was, though, man. Loved having the Doug. We loved being the hosts of the Doug Woog Show on Saturday afternoons. He'd call in about from our Saturday mornings from 11:46 to noon. He'd be on. He was so much fun. Then we got that dull-ass Lucio you could make a joke with. And that lasted about a half a year, and suddenly the Gophers informed us that there would be no Don Lucio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Woog was great.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. And we used to play stripper music, you know, that was, you know, he wanted like country or something. We'd, it was, stop playing that music. He'd complain that. He was the greatest guy. He was a great guy. But I don't think Motzko will ever get to this point, but like most Gopher hockey coaches of high expectations, he got paranoid at the end.
You know? Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like they all do.
Oh, they all do. I don't think Motzko will. Not when you got three number ones joining.
That's a good point.
Not when you got
Although
three.
Although Scoggins already did the column saying the pressure's on, Bob.
God.
Third overall pick?
Three
first rounders, yeah.
Three first rounders, and you got Nice and Faber coming back.
Yep.
Who are both going to be in the NHL next April for the last 2 weeks of the season and then forever and ever after that. This might be the most talent. This is the most talent. I'm not Mr. Hockey expert on the Gophers, but it's got to be the most talent since that first Lucia championship team.
Yep.
That had
Vanek and Ballard.
Was Vanek
right?
ever on that team? Did he win it as a freshman?
I'd have to look.
Their defensemen in 2002 were Martin, Leopold, and
Ballard.
Ballard, yeah. That was when they used three pairs. They didn't ever play them together when they. Use two pairs, obviously, then they would play them together. But that was one senior, one junior, one sophomore. Boom, boom, boom. Pretty good recruiting class. How many games did those three son of a guns play in the NHL defensemen?
Yeah.
Has to be 2000.
Vanek was here in 2002, 3, and 3,
okay,
4.
Okay, so he was the superstar of the 03 team. Yeah, the team that won it in 3. So he was on that team, too, as a freshman.
Yeah, he was a hell of a player at that point.
Oh, God, he was.
And he was great for the Sabres for a long time, too.
Yeah, yeah. We got him, but he didn't have a lot left by then,
right? Oh, God, it was hard to watch. He couldn't move real well.
I don't think.
And claimed he wasn't used correctly, which is another one I love.
Defense was ever one of his.
But I would have taken him if he had scored a ton of goals. I don't care if he's playing defense. I'm talking about literally moving. I think it was a challenge for him.
By the way, I heard a vicious rumor today that the Buffalo Bills training camp starts next Monday. We don't start that soon, do we?
No. I don't think we're all...
Do they play in the Canton game or something? Maybe.
Which,
they...
by the way, why does that game still exist?
I don't know.
Can we get rid of the Hall of Fame game?
We just had the Vixen play there. You see, we lost the World Championship again.
Yeah, what happened to us? I didn't watch it.
We can't win the big one.
Full disclosure, I didn't watch what happened, but I saw the tweets.
Boston's won 37 in a row. I saw in our story today.
But we're supposed to be good. Vixen,
yeah, I know. We always get the title game, and then we get kicked. Come on. The quarterback must be the second coming of Fran Tarkington there, for God's sakes. Can't win a Super Bowl.
Well, at least she got there.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at when, because if you're right, the Bills will host their first training camp practice on Sunday, July 24th. That's a week from Sunday, right?
I thought he said a week from Monday is their first training camp day. So they must have a...
So they must be in the Hall of Fame game. Yeah. I mean, come on. Baseball got rid of their Hall of Fame game years ago. We don't drag teams to Abner Doubleday Field anymore.
Nope. Although it was fun.
And you've got Tony...
7 innings.
And you're going out to watch the induction for Tony and...
Yes, I am.
Cott, right?
Yes.
Which is next Sunday?
No, it's the 23rd.
Okay.
So whenever that... What is today, 11th? It's the 23rd.
Yes, today is the 11th.
It's going to be quite the trip. Flying into Toronto, staying at Sharkman's Thursday night, driving 5 hours, staying in Utica Friday.
This is a lot of dedication.
Friday. Going in Saturday morning. There's a big Twins party afterwards. The Twins have invited like 400 people to this thing for Tony and Cott out there. They got rented a building. And then we'll stay in Utica again Saturday night and drive back to Toronto and fly out on early on Monday morning. And I'm very worried about getting through customs because I've seen some ungodly lines from some of
these. I was going to say the customs thing there seems a lot. Couldn't you pick you up in Buffalo? You could have stayed at a cheap hotel in Buffalo and had him pick you up.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know
about customs, Pat.
Too late now.
Yeah, I guess.
Too late now. I'm an honest-looking guy. I got a passport.
I'm talking about the lines.
Card. Yeah,
I've seen nothing but horror stories about travel this summer.
Yes.
I have no idea if it's true, but I've seen nothing but horror stories.
Well, you know what I always feel about flying and lines and stuff? Maybe you get lucky. Yeah. And if you don't, You better get there early. This sounds like a 3 hour early thing to me, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
especially coming home. But that poor Sharkman, we get back. I fly out Monday morning. He's taking the family to Paris on Tuesday. What a guy.
Paris.
They're going to Paris. You know why they're going to Paris? Because it's Paris. Just going to go spend a few days in Paris.
I wouldn't go to Paris, Texas, much less Paris these days.
Oh, I love Paris.
Oh, Paris is great, but...
I love Paris.
Again, I would not stress myself with travel these days.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
I mean, that's at least you're going... But you're going to something that means something to you.
Our Lynx are hot. Our Loons are scoring goals like drunken sailors.
Our Lynx are back, baby.
The Lynx are back. The Loons are back.
Yep.
I'm very happy for Big Happy that the Lynx are now playing good, so he doesn't have to get all stressed out.
And what is it? Brunson might come back now late in the regular season
Collier. Brunson.
That's right. Brunson's in broadcast.
Guard
right.
from Dallas or something. But my guy Tibbs hasn't signed Brunson yet. He got rid. They didn't draft anybody. They got rid of everybody.
I thought it was a done deal.
Hasn't been announced.
ESPN reported.
Can you not announce it?
No, you can announce it by now.
Oh,
because the Wolves held the Gobert press conference last week because of that.
Yeah. After hearing, I didn't go to his press conference. Did you go to his press conference?
No, Gobert? I just watched it on.
After hearing it, I like him. He's got some personality. I think him and Cat will probably like him, right?
It's a 4-year, $104 million deal with the Knicks for Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
Whose dad is now an assistant coach with the Knicks and was an assistant coach here.
Well, he better get ready to play 38. Holy Tibbs. For that kind of money.
Are you kidding?
For that kind of money.
Yes.
So Tibbs are going to have to, by the middle of the season, they better be in strong playoff position, else Tibbs will get axed again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know who's in their front office? Gerson.
Gerson.
Yeah, yes. Gerson's one of their advisors. So.
Yes.
Really. So anyway.
I'm sure Tibbs was thrilled about that hire.
I love this time of year, though. Everybody else complains. I love it because there's very little Vikings in the newspaper, and we got to have
see,
to
we need the
again.
Vikings for our show.
You do. Yes, you do. You
we
do.
Want more
but
Vikings.
But what is the – once they start,
uh-huh.
I can never – you know, there's no great mysteries with this team, right? They're, we can bash Kirk, and then we can defend Kirk, and we can do – you can go up and down, but – we don't have any great mysteries, do we?
I think now, though, with a new, entirely new coaching staff, we don't know what to expect. And so that's going to be intriguing thing is, what are we going to get from Kirk?
I think.
Will this be the unlock Kirk?
I kind of liked O'Connell at his opening press conference because I thought he might be a guy who'd answer questions, say something. But no, it's going to be bad.
Oh, football coaches.
He's going to talk.
Yeah.
But he's not going to say anything.
Yeah, football coaches aren't going to.
We're going to miss you. You're going to miss them.
Never be fooled by the opening press conference. Never be fooled. The opening press conference always leads you in the wrong direction because the guy's trying there. I mean, Rocco.
Yeah.
Rocco's opening press was pretty
okay.
good.
Yeah, he was. He was good.
You gave him some grief. He responded.
Yes.
And now he won't tell you it's Wednesday. But he'll give you a paragraph full of sentences but when you ask that question.
Yeah, that is that's true. It's it's a brave new world that he's still alive. I think it might be too late, but bring back Billy Gardner, damn it.
Yep.
The greatest ever. Very inappropriate remarks, but damn, they were funny.
Well, and how about speaking of Billy's, Martin now? Martin now would be.
Oh, God.
He wouldn't last a week, but it'd be great fun.
No. Oh, God, no, he wouldn't last a week. He would not have liked. You got to like a manager who was once arrested in Anaheim Hills, California, laying on a lawn, screaming about a horse. That was my favorite story. He had a girlfriend out there. He apparently was paying for a horse and got all drunk and was. They got arrested. The neighbors called to complain because this little man was screaming drunk on the lawn. Screaming about a horse. And the AP story basically said that. Screaming about a horse. Billy, screaming about a horse.
God rest his soul. His death was the least surprising death I've ever seen.
Yeah. He was driving, too. The other guy, supposedly the other guy said it was him to take the, didn't want.
Went down an embankment, right?
Yeah, went down an embankment.
Christmas night, 89?
Yeah. It was, God, Sid used to be the greatest, not him. George Steinbrenner says he's never seen Billy look so good. Every time he'd see him, every time he'd bring George, six times he managed for George. Six.
Yep. Well, poor when who was the guy that led them in 78, I think, and then
Lemon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they announced. I was there when they announced
he's coming back.
They announced. I was there that day.
Bob Lemon, yeah.
15-minute ovation from everybody on Old Timers Day, and he will return not next year, but the year after. Of course, then they fired Lem in the middle of the next year and brought him back.
Oh, God.
But Lem was a great guy.
I miss those Yankees.
I told you, Lemon, the Vec fired Lemon, came to Minnesota to fire Lemon, and gave the job to Larry Domi. First black manager in the American League, right? Or did Frank start
was
in Cleveland or San
player,
Francisco?
No, Cleveland. And he was a player manager, right?
So Dolby was the second then. First player in the American League, second one.
Yeah.
But Lemon and Vec, during that game that night, stayed in the press room and got bleep-faced together. And when we came into the press room after the game, they were sitting there with their arms around each other singing Irish songs like Danny Boy and stuff like that. The guy who'd fired him and the manager, they were both hammered. They sat in there and drank whiskey the whole damn, or whatever Beck drank. I think he was a beer drinker. But they were just, he got fired him and then he got drunk with him. You don't get to see that.
That's the baseball we need back.
That's right.
Forget pace of play. I don't care what transpires on the field. It was off it that was far more.
Mayo Smith was another one. Lunatic. You know, love the free booze in the press room. Managing the Tigers. Earl Wilson is batting, the pitcher for the Tigers, a good pitcher, is batting, and the strike three is in the dirt. And he stands there, and the catcher, Paul Ratliff's the catcher, and he rolled the ball back. And they start yelling at Wilson, run to first, because he didn't take it. So he runs to first, and nobody does anything, so he runs the second. Now he runs the third. He's running. He's going. And Mayo Smith is in there after the game running like Earl. He's going from one corner. He's running the first. Then he's showing he's running the second. But he wasn't satisfied. He wanted an inside the park home run, he says, because he runs around third and he pulled a hamstring.
Oh, no.
And then Brant Allier, the laziest guy of all time, still lobbing in from left field, goes over and picks up the ball and tags him out when he's 20 feet off third base. Oh, and that was hilarious. But then Mayo pantomiming the whole thing, except laying on the ground. He didn't do that, but he did. Yeah, I can't see Rocco pantomiming one of his pitchers doing that.
No, I can't either.
Anyway.
All right.
All righty. See ya. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.